Saul was 30 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned for 42 years over Israel. Now Saul chose for himself 3,000 men of Israel, of whom 2,000 were with Saul in Michmash. And in the hill country of Bethel, while 1,000 were with Jonathan at Gibeah of Benjamin. But he sent the rest of the people away, each to his tent. And Jonathan attacked the garrison of the Philistines that was in Geba. And the Philistines heard about it. Then Saul blew the trumpet throughout the land, saying, "Let the Hebrews hear." And all Israel heard the news that Saul had attacked the garrison of the Philistines, and also that Israel had become repulsive. Philistines. Then the people were summoned to Saul at Gilgal. Now the Philistines assembled to fight with Israel, 30,000 chariots and 6,000 horsemen. And people like the sand which is on the seashore in abundance. And they came up and camped in Michmash east of Beth-aven. When the men of Israel saw that they were in trouble, for the people were hard pressed, then the people kept themselves hidden in caves, in crevices, in cliffs, in crypts, and in pits. And some of the Hebrews crossed the Jordan into the land of Gad and Gilead. But as for Saul, he was still trembling. Now he waited for 7 days until the appointed time that Samuel had set. But Samuel did not come to Gilgal, and the people were scattering from him. So Saul said, "Bring me the burnt offering and the peace offering." But as soon as he finished offering the burnt offering, behold, Samuel came, and Saul went out to meet him, to greet him.
"What have you done?" And Saul said, "Since I saw that the people were scattering from me, and that you did not come at the appointed time, and that the Philistines were assembling at Michmash, I thought, now the Philistines will come down against me, at Gilgal. And I have not asked the favor of the Lord, so I worked up the courage and offered the burnt offering. But Samuel said to Saul, "You have acted foolishly. You have not kept the commandment of the Lord your God, which he commanded you. For the Lord would now have established your kingdom over Israel forever. But now your kingdom shall not endure. The Lord has sought for himself a man after his own heart, and the Lord has appointed him ruler over his people, because you have not kept what the Lord commanded you." And Samuel set out and went up from Gilgal to Gibeah of Benjamin, and Saul counted the people who were present with him, about 600 men. Now Saul, his son Jonathan, and the people who were present with him were staying in Gibeah of Benjamin, while the Philistines camped at Michmash. Then raiders came from the camp of the Philistines in three companies. One company turned toward Ophrah to the land of Shur, and another company turned toward Beth Horon, and another company turned toward the border that overlooks the valley of Zeboim, toward the wilderness. Now no blacksmith could be found in all the land of Israel, because the Philistines said otherwise. The Hebrews will make swords. Charge was 2/3 of a shekel for the plowshares, the mattocks, the forks, and the axes, and to fix the cattle goads. So it came about on the day of battle that neither sword nor spear was found in the hands of any of the people who were with Saul and Jonathan. Gorge of Michmash.